Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello
and welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where I'm Allie
and I'm Bree.
And it's a podcast where
we compare books to their movies.
Yes, we do.
And we never introduce ourselves.
Nope. You got to figure it out. Well, today we get to do 5 feet apart.
Yes, we do.
I'm
excited.
Yeah, this is a fun one. I mean, a sad one, but an enjoyable one.
I'm excited to figure out which one I like better.
Oh, yeah, we have to do that part.
Yeah, I just realized that.
I guess we'll figure it out as we go along. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Season 4, episode 12.
Yeah.
Okay. You got any life update picture painting for us?
I think it's time that I tell everyone that listens to this podcast about how much they should go and watch Love on the Spectrum.
There you go. Perfect episode to do that.
Right?
It's a lovey-dovey book and a lovey-dovey.
It's such a cute show.
It's so cute. I've watched a couple episodes. I haven't been able to keep going yet, but
it's the best. I am not someone who...
Sorry.
It's okay. Guys, we just recorded the minisode that came out, last week or 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago. A
couple weeks ago. Where I'm dying of an allergy.
Mm-hmm. So, if she coughs, that's why.
That's why. Because I have hives and I'm dying.
But I don't like reality TV shows, and it takes a lot. Like, I haven't even finished Ted Lasso.
You haven't? That's right.
No, I haven't. I haven't finished Barry.
What? Yeah. All these shows you go on and on about, and you haven't even finished them? Oh my gosh.
So for me to sit down and watch a TV show, like, I literally turned it on when I was dog sitting and I just wanted background noise. I was like, I just want to throw something on that I can like have on in the background, but tune out so that I can like get other stuff done. I think I was trying to eat dinner or something or cook dinner. And so my plan was turn it on, cook dinner, sit down, like plan out my week with my planner and my to-do list, and then play my Switch some, and then stop so I could read.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I landed on this show. I think it's because a coworker has been telling me to watch Atypical, which is a TV show that's about an autistic kid and like how he deals with like life. But that's a TV show, like that's one that I'm gonna have to like sit down and like
pay attention to.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't know where that thought was going.
you were trying to find a background show, not a sit down and focus show.
Yes. And I have a friend on Facebook who her husband had posted like months ago about Love on the Spectrum and how it pertains to like their family and how they liked the show. And he had tagged her. And so it popped up on my feed and I was like, that actually sounds like a cute show. And so it was kind of in the background of my head. And then randomly, Abby showed up in my Instagram reels one day, and I can't even remember what the reel was, but it was her and David. And I was like, oh, they're cute. And then there was something else. A different Instagram reel was of a parent of someone who's autistic watching the show and being like, I want to go and find that one because I want to remember which parent it was on the show. But she said there's a specific parent on the show that she thinks is like the star of the show because of how they treat their kid. And
you haven't even explained the show to people.
I know. So I was getting to the point that the show had like popped up in my like life over the last few weeks. So it was kind of on, like it was in my head to start it, but I also, it takes a lot for me to sit down and watch any show. So I was about to turn on just like a nature thing and have that on for background noise.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then I think it because the new season just came out. And so it popped up like new on Netflix or whatever. And so I was like, okay, I'll give this a shot. You guys. So it's Love on the Spectrum, which means that it's basically a dating show for people who are on the spectrum.
Yeah.
And it's like, they could be mildly on the spectrum or they could be fully on the spectrum.
Wow.
It's just, I would be all of their friend. They're all so cute.
They're so sweet.
Yeah.
I think what I like, just from the few shows I watched, is how genuinely, like, genuine their love is. Like, there's a couple on their first date, she says, I love you. And he just is all about it. And it's like, they just are honest and they share their feelings.
Honest. They're excited. I think my favorite part is that they're so innocent with their feelings.
That's what I was trying to say. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
And so to them, it's not about everything that society makes us think love is all about.
There's no social awkwardness like you have on dating with.
Yeah, I swear every time you're watching a first date on this show, to us, it seems awkward as heck. And we're sitting there because this is not a date that we would be on. This is things that we would not be saying.
It's like not the norm. Like you don't tell someone you love them on the first date or stuff like that. But it works.
I was trying to think of, there was one specific one where I was like, oh, wait, no. So Allie hasn't met my favorite couple on the show.
Oh, no.
So it's Sabode and Rachel. And so when they first meet, Sabode's super excited, comes from an Indian family where like mom and dad were a set up marriage. He's 33 years old. And like, I can't remember what he said, but he said something about how he's been like single his whole life and he's so excited to meet the girls. And he keeps telling like how his one goal in life is to get married and go on a honeymoon. Like that's all he wants
that honeymoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Wants that vacation.
He does. His life goals are to travel. So, and so he meets Rachel and they're on their first date and they're talking. And they always have a coach come and talk to them before their date. And she had tried to go over with him, like, you need to, like, find the commonality and talk about that and all this stuff. And a lot of times they're really good at being able to find the commonality or listen to what she says and take it with them. But sometimes they just don't. And so they're on their date. They're sitting there talking. And she's trying to find things to talk to him about. And so she's like, do you like TV shows? And he's like, no, I don't really like TV. I watch YouTube. And she's like, oh, I like Dancing with the Stars and American Idol. And he goes, okay, we need to change the subject. I don't like this subject.
I was like, oh no.
So like right after that, I was like, this date is doomed. This is horrible. She's probably like, what the heck? And then like a little bit goes by and then he goes to the bathroom. And then the camera like goes and asks her like, how do you think the date's going? And she's like, it's going amazingly. And I was like,
okay. Wow. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm. And then they ended up like, at the end of the date, he asked if she would want to do it again. And in my head, I was like, she's going to say no. Like, anyone who would tell me, can we change the subject?
Right.
I would not. And she's like, yes, I would love that.
That's
like,
so cute.
Yeah.
So do they follow one couple or not one couple? Would like the same however many couples throughout the whole season on different dates? Or after a couple episodes are pretty much,
yay, they're next. Yeah. So it kind of depends. Like Danny's on season two, and oh, wow. Abby and David are on season two, mm-hmm. and James. Mm-hmm. Those are like the three main ones.
Okay.
And then like season one, I feel like after the first few episodes, then you get introduced to a few more.
Okay. So I just haven't
watched yet. Yeah. That's why I keep asking you where you're at, because I want to know who else you've met.
Oh.
Because I also, there's, I think it's Kaylin or Caitlin.
Oh, I met them. Yeah.
Yeah. Her story makes me actually sad. So it just, yeah.
What was her story?
No. Stuff that you haven't seen yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was very hopeful for her. Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm intrigued. I will have to go watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to stay up late tonight. So.
I guess I do.
But yeah, so I turned that on and literally it was on a day after I had worked. I was like, not only had I worked, but I had worked. I had taken maybe an hour nap and then I had to go babysit. And then I went and took care of a dog. So I was like dead tired. I was like, I'm maybe going to stay up for an hour or something. Next thing I knew, it was midnight when I was going to bed. Oh my gosh. I was like,
so into the show.
Well, it also, they do a really good job at ending.
Yeah.
Right. Where you're like, oh, but I need to know what's about to next. Yeah. Like, because they end Danny and her first dates.
Yeah. Where he leaves.
Yes. Like, wait, so then, there have been way too many times where the people leave. And I think that they're never going to come back, or they're sitting there waiting for their date. And I think, oh, they're getting stood up right now.
Mm-hmm. Man, you guys, there you go. There's a 15-minute plug for
Love on the Spectrum. Mm-hmm. They're my people.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Got our synopsis. A pair of teenagers with cystic fibrosis meet in a hospital and fall in love, though their disease means they must avoid close physical contact.
That would just suck so much.
Oh my gosh, it'd be the worst.
I couldn't even imagine.
I know. All right, we have our author, Rachel Lippincott.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Director, Justin Baldoni.
That's a fun one, too.
Mm-hmm. Screenplay writer, Mickey Daughtry and Tobias Iaconis.
Iaconis.
Thanks. audiobook reader Joy Osmonsky and mm-hmm. Corey Brill.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read or listen?
I actually listened.
What were your thoughts that long ago?
I was going to say it was a while ago, but I remember this was also one of the ones that I think I accidentally had on.
Oh, speed?
Yeah, but she sounded very robotic. I remember that much.
Yeah.
I liked him.
They both sounded a little like, I mean, it's going to sound stupid, but they both sounded a little too old for me.
Yeah.
I like when the book matches like the voice to the age type of thing.
Yeah.
And so that kind of threw me, but
They did fine.
Yeah. I could listen and paid attention.
There you go.
So they kept me intrigued, but I felt like Shoot sounded too much like a robot.
Okay. Fair. The book came out November 20th, 2018, and the movie came out March 15th, 2019. That's less than a year.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. I had to double check and figure, like, cite my sources, because I didn't cite my sources, but I looked.
Yeah, where's your citing?
Man, all our English teachers would be so mad at me for all of this information. But yeah,
I want to see your annotated
bibliography, please.
Yeah, is that when you had to do like the footnote thing?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was the worst.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Okay. Which did you do first?
I saw the movie.
I did too, but I didn't see the last half hour.
What?
Mm-hmm. So this was a movie that I had wanted to see, but mm-hmm. Cameron didn't really want to. So I was like, okay, you know what? Because when did I say it came out?
2019.
What?
March 15th, 2019.
What was Riley doing? Because for some reason, I was hanging out at his work with him.
Oh.
Apparently kidless, because Riley was not in this theater because he was working. And then I was like, I'll just hang out and watch this movie till you get off. Well, he got off half hour before the movie ended. And I think we had to be somewhere. Otherwise, he would have came and finished the movie with me.
Yeah. Probably to go get your kid.
Probably. That makes sense. And so I didn't see the last half hour until I watched it before I read it. So my TikTok's like, I watched this first. And then it's like, oh my gosh, you guys, what is happening? It's because I did not watch.
I don't remember this.
I did not watch the last half hour of it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but I still watched it first. I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
This
go through.
Yes.
Good before. Thing.
Yeah, I know.
You'd been like, there's a whole extra bit added at the end, guys.
Luckily, going in, I knew that I had not seen the last half, so it was not a surprise to me. That's or good. Last half hour. Yeah. All right. So what are your thoughts? Your initial thoughts? Would you recommend it?
I love this story. I would, for sure.
I would recommend it, too.
I would warn them that it's going to make them cry, but yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good.
It is.
It's like it's a love story that you don't like. It's not a predictable ending.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, I know how it ends. And then I watched it. And I was like, oh, I didn't know how it ended. So that was a nice change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Allie, why did we pick this book movie?
Well, first off, because what was the movie? Oh,
The Fault in Our Stars.
The Fault in Our Stars. I kept in my head that it was Cole Sprouse. And so then I was like, well, now we have to read 5 Feet Apart because I know that's Cole Sprouse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fun fact, in my head, I kept imagining Emilia Clarke. So next time we're going to have to read
Me Before You.
Yes.
That's a sad
that's
one.
That's a sad one. I saw that movie.
Yeah.
That's a really sad one.
Yeah. But Sam Claflin's in it.
I know.
I love me some Sam Claflin. Actually, I've been wanting to do that one, but because I know that's going to be sad, I haven't scheduled
there you
it.
Go.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be down if you schedule it, or I'll pick it.
Okay.
Okay. Okie dokie. Actually, did I pick it for next time? Why do I feel like I did?
Did you?
I don't know.
Okay. You do your super fun facts. I'll look into that.
Okay. So we have Allie's super fun facts. So here we go. Number one, the film partnered with... Oh, there was not a lot of fun facts, you guys. So they're not fantastic. Sorry.
It's all good.
The film... Actually, I like this one. The film partnered with Claire's Place Foundation, a charity providing emotional and financial support to families struggling with cystic fibrosis. The actors and director work closely to accurately...
Depicted.
I can't even right now.
Depict.
Thank you.
Cystic fibrosis.
You guys, my throat is closing up. Leave me alone. In the film. So they made sure they were accurate. I like that.
Yeah.
The balloons still used for Will's birthday are purple. Why in my head do I keep remembering them as yellow? Were they yellow in the book?
I don't even remember there being. I almost said pillows. Allie's dying of allergies. I'm dying of being tired. I don't remember the balloons at all.
Oh, ow. You don't remember the balloons?
No.
You will as soon as we talk about them. Because you made a TikTok about it. And purple is the official color of CF patients. You will remember as soon as I say what they were used for.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Oh! Yes, I do.
Okay.
Wow, I thought they were all different colors.
I thought they were all yellow. Man, this is how good we pay attention to movies for you guys.
We're observative.
Yeah.
Okay. I really thought it was like red, white, purple, blue, all the colors.
Apparently not. Maybe it is, but this fun fact said no. So correct us if we're wrong. Julie and her baby are played by Emily Baldoni and Maxwell Baldoni, the real life wife and son of the director.
Aw.
That's cute. In the trailer, you will see Will and Stella standing in the street facing each other, smiling. This isn't in the movie, but is the very end an alternate ending. There was an alternate ending. I know.
So then it would have ended like the book.
Probably.
Damn.
And number five, director Justin Baldoni guest starred on The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome.
Let's go.
Let's.
Yep. All right. So this book flips between Stella and Will, our two main characters. Mm-hmm. So it starts off with Stella. Stella is 17 with cystic fibrosis. And her friends are in the hospital with her and they're preparing to go on their senior trip. And Stella can't go because she got a sore throat. So now she's stuck in the hospital. And we learn her background. Her parents are divorced and she has a really popular YouTube channel where she educates people on CF.
Wait, are they divorced or are they just split up right now? I think they're just split up.
I guess they're just split.
In like the way to a divorce.
Yes, that's probably what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She also made an app to help people with medications and she found out her best friend Poe is in the hospital at the same time and they've known each other for years, but they can't get closer than 6 feet due to both of them having CF and then they can contaminate germs and their lungs would just be ugh, so they can't do that. Her nurse Barb and Julie let her keep her meds in her room. And she blabs all this onto YouTube, which I feel like couldn't Barb and Julie get in trouble for that?
I didn't even think about that. You're right.
That was my first thought. And I made a TikTok on it because I was like, I'm not in the medical field. So we could be wrong, but I feel like
I was going to say it also might end up like in situations like hers where she's
there like all the time.
This might actually be something where they're like, okay.
Yeah,
we trust you. You're reliable. Here you go.
That's true. Anyway, so on her way out, Barb says, hey, just so you know, there's new babies upstairs. And Stella loves to go to the NICU and look at all the new little babies. And so on her way, she sees this guy. She's like, oh, he's kind of cute. And then she realized he's letting his two friends use his hospital room for sex. And she's like, that's disgusting. And just keeps walking.
Which is funny because like, what else is he going to use his room for?
Oh my gosh. So you'd be down if you're in the hospital to let two of your friends go and sleep in the bed that you have to sleep in all week.
I guess no.
I mean, they did use blankets like that. So it's all covered, but that's just odd to me.
That's true. I guess he doesn't care. He's like,
he's like, whatever. At least someone get some.
Yeah, I'm not getting any. You should.
Anyways, all right. How many pages are your notes, Brie?
One page.
Yeah.
I forgot I need to be saying. Guess what, guys? Literally, just so I could have notes, I had to get super nitpicky with it. Mm-hmm. Like, super nitpicky. Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be all me talking. Oh, my gosh. My throat's closing and everything.
So far, we are the same.
Okay. Now we're with Will, and he noticed the girl, and he decides to follow her. He ran up the stairs to follow her, which is very tough because he has cystic fibrosis as well. And he's chatting with her in the NICU. And we find out he came to the hospital 2 weeks ago. And Barb comes to find them and yells at them for being near each other. And Will goes back to his room. And we find out he also has besapacia. In the book, did it have an N at the end of it?
I listened to it.
Oh, that's right. Well, when I typed my notes, it kept adding an N to the end. But when I Googled it, it didn't have an N.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Well, then, never mind. I was about to Google it.
Google thinks I spelled it wrong. Or Word thinks I spelled it wrong.
Well, don't listen to Word.
Okay. I didn't, as you see by all the red squiggly lines. Anyways, so he looks her name up on the little chart, and then he finds her YouTube channel, and he watches all her videos.
Yep, that happens.
I hate this.
What this means is it's just going to be a quick episode.
Yeah, it is. Except, you know, unless we talk about Love on the Spectrum for 20 minutes.
I will gladly do it again if you want. It's too good. Except for I'm sad because between season one and season two, there was a 2-year gap.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm like, please not have another 2-year gap.
Right.
Give me a season quicker. Anyways.
Okay. Back to Stella. And she spoke to Barb about Will and found out he has besapacia. She was not impressed with his careless and rebellious act. And the next morning, she Skyped with her dad and had breakfast Skype with Poe. And we find out that Poe broke up with his boyfriend. And all of a sudden, Poe's oxygen is dropping. And everyone rushes to his room. And it turns out just a cord came loose. And Stella made note, Will did not poke his head out. And that's like a round call. Everybody poke your head out. And Will didn't because he's selfish.
So here's my first nitpicky note. When Poe's oxygen was dropping, he and Stella were also on a little Skype call. And they were eating their breakfast together. And he started to choke on his food. And then his oxygen started to drop. And so in the book, it was a code blue that was being called for Poe. In the movie, the like nurses get notified of Poe's thing and immediately she's like, oh, no, he's choking. How you know that?
Because they weren't in the room, so they couldn't see he was choking. Yeah, I see. I see.
So
yes, it's Hollywood magic.
Exactly.
They just knew from.
Yeah, we can't scare you yet.
Right.
We have to hit you where it's going to make you sad.
I also want to make note that I was quite upset at her parents in the movie. Because whilst she basically lives in the hospital and obviously they work and they can't be there all the time. And she's been going since she's six. So for 11 years now. They were like never involved. Well, come to the book and find out she purposely tried to get them not to be there.
That's a good point, too. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I wish the movie explained that better because I really was like, what sucky parents?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, no, Stella is tired of them fighting and she doesn't want them there.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of did the same thing with Will's mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, it didn't really explain very well that she didn't want to scare them because she also was trying not to be like, it's getting worse. But she was also like, okay, this is, I can tell it's getting bad. I need to go into the hospital.
Yeah. Like and she in the book, she lied and said, oh, dad's bringing me. Oh, mom's bringing me when she really Ubered there. Or,
And when she talked to them.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we're starting a new round. She was like, no, they're just watching me because I have a little cough.
Yeah. So I just wish that. I mean, I understand why they could not put that in the movie because it's a very minor thing.
But, detail. Yeah.
But that would have been nice to know that her parents just they did care.
Yeah. I mean, you get a nice little scene with her and her mom.
Yes. Yes, you do.
In the lunchroom.
Yeah. And that's coming up. But first we have Will, And he did not poke his head out because he spent all night watching Stella's videos. And eventually he tries to take a nap, but it gets interrupted by doctors and his mom. And this is where his mom comes in. So his mom is trying to give Barb money to call her if he becomes a little difficult, because he will. Of course, Barb like gives her money back and is like, no. So we find out that Will goes through, he's going hospital to hospital, trying all these trials to beat out the beast Sapatia. Because as of right now, it means he does not get a lung transplant. It means like basically you have as long as you have.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to do all these different, she takes him like cross country, cross nation. She takes him like different, like across the water and all over all sorts of hospitals. Because she's got some money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, so Will sneaks off and he goes to the roof because he likes to see the town from every hospital he goes to. And he sticks a dollar bill in the emergency alarm so it won't go off. And then he's looking in the courtyard and he sees Stella in her room. And he gets this gust of wind and it kind of knocks the wind out of him. And he starts coughing. He's about to pass out. And he's very close to the edge of the roof.
In the movie, it was a $20 bill that he used to prop this door open.
I thought he used his wallet to prop it open.
No, it was a 20.
Oh, how does a dollar bill prop a door open?
I think it blocks it from closing all the way.
Okay.
It's not like a great like thing, but that way too, it looks like it's closed while also not being closed.
Got it. Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I bet he puts it right where the like
the latches.
Bolt comes mm-hmm. out. Yeah.
Makes sense.
But yeah, why also if you're doing that, would you put a 20 there?
I don't know.
Because anyone who sees a $20 bill is wanting to take that.
Right. And so, yeah, and then you said in the movie he used it to prop the door open, whereas in the book he used it to stop the alarm going off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you definitely do have to get nitpicky. A dollar bill versus a $20 bill.
Mm-hmm. I was like, the movie started and I hadn't taken notes. And I was like, oh, shoot. And then the code blue versus choking thing happened. I was like, okay, maybe I can get some more like this. And then, like, another good chunk of time went by, and I was like, oh, I'm going to add nothing.
Okay, so in the book, we're with Stella, and she races up to save him because she sees him through her window. And they're chatting, but she yells at him, and he slowly pretends like he's going to jump off because, hey, we're going to die anyway, so what's it matter? She gets pissed because falling to death is no joking matter. And she goes back into her room and takes the dollar bill. So the alarm goes off and she kind of sucks for him. And she talks to her friends and they find out that there's a cute guy at the hospital based on her face. And she settles for bed. She settles for bed. She maybe gets ready for bed. No, she settles.
I think she's in bed trying to fall asleep, but she can't fall asleep because her brain's stuck on Will.
Yeah, so she's super restless in bed, and she realizes Will isn't probably doing his treatment, and that gets her up out of, like, she can't sleep now.
Mm-hmm. In the movie, Stella taking the $20 bill just locks him out. It does not make an alarm go off.
Uh-huh. Okay, that was it. That's all it. Right. So we're with Will, and the next day, Will follow Stella up an elevator. She gives him a pep talk about how the NICU babies are fighting for their lives, and Will just shrugs it off and says, it's not me. And she says, you are messing with me, and you need to do your treatments. I'm going crazy. And he said, fine, if I let you help me with my treatments, you have to let me draw you, because he likes to draw. Eventually she agrees, and she goes back downstairs and chats with Poe. And we find out, oh no, sorry. Will goes back downstairs and chats with Poe. And he's kind of like jealous of him because he sees how close him and Stella are. But then he finds out Poe is gay and he's less jealous, and they start building a small friendship.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Stella goes into Will's room with a makeshift hazmat suit on, and she sets up his med cart and she downloads the app she made. And after it's all done, she goes out and scrubs down and cleans off to make sure no bisipation germs are on her. And she goes back to her room and Poe called, and they chatted about how this is the first guy she really likes and he's a CF-er. Mm-hmm. And she denies it, but hangs up before she can really figure out if she's lying or not. And then she gets a notification that it's time for her Aflo vest, and she realizes, oh my gosh, Will probably is not even doing his, even though I just set everything up for him.
That happens.
We're with Will, and they are, Will and Stella are both doing their treatments together via video call. She's a little sad because her friends are in Cabo, and so they chat about that. And Will chats about how he went to Cabo with his dad before his dad left, and then he got awkward because he's like, oh my gosh, why did I even talk about my dad? And once they hung up, he kind of just waits around for her phone call for their evening treatments together.
This happens, but it happens in a montage-y way, so we don't know exactly what they're talking about, but
yeah. It was cute.
Mm-hmm. Except for, man, that vest seems disgusting.
Super gross.
I didn't, and they, like, when I was reading it, I did not expect to see grossness.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know what exactly it was doing. Oh. So kind of glad that in the movie it happens.
But so you could understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so gross, I won't even explain it for you guys. I don't know if Allie will.
So it's like a vest that vibrates, right? And so it helps loosen up all the mucus in their lungs so that they just are coughing up a bunch of mucus all the time.
Like, it comes out in big globs.
Yeah. That was gross. Poor guys. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're with Stella, and her G-tube is infected. And the doctors decide, okay, we're going to put you on some new meds. Hopefully that'll fix it. And she gets a message from her mom and says, let's set up a lunch date. And she can't deny it because she's been pushing her off all week. So she goes down, and then it ended up being a nice little lunch they had. So then she goes to the gym with Will, and he asks her, when do I get to draw you? And she's like, you don't get to draw me now. I'm all sweaty. But eventually she agreed. And so they went to like the yoga room or whatever. Did you know hospitals had all these gyms and stuff, like pools and everything?
Yeah.
I did not.
I mean, I assumed.
Do all hospitals have a pool?
I doubt it. I think only certain ones.
It's cool.
I know. I would assume the ones where people end up being there for
a long time.
Mm-hmm. To makes try sense. And make it more fun.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So they went to like the yoga room, and he starts drawing her. They speak about her master list because she likes to do her checklists. Mm-hmm. And one of the things on her list was visit the Sistine Chapel with Abby, who is her sister. She gets kind of sad and bummed about that. And she eventually goes back to her room, and she's looking over videos, and one is with Abby, and she's bungee jumping, and she just goes and snuggles with Barb. She's sad.
Yep, that happens.
Did she snuggle with Barb too? I don't remember.
I think so.
I can envision it. So
you can imagine it.
Okay, we're with Will. Will slipped the drawing under Stella's door, and it was Stella as a dragon doctor lady. Because he likes to draw cartoons, and mm-hmm. he heard her laughing, and then he got her video call, and they chatted about the art, and he noticed drawings of these lungs behind her that were like growing flowers because they were fresh, brand new lungs. And she let him know that her sister Abby drew them, and he said, I'd love to see more of her work. And she snapped. She's like, we're not friends. Like, we're purely doing this for treatment. And she hung up, and he was super confused. And then it clicked. Oh my gosh, Abby died because he had watched all of Stella's videos. I'm surprised Stella didn't make a video about that. Actually, I'm not, if she was grieving this hard. And just Abby was not in the whole last year's worth of videos. So he shares his thoughts with Jason and Hope, who were his friends who slept in his room. And he's like, intensely, listen, I like almost like you've solved a mystery, excited. And his friends are like, it's like that meme with
Oh, with from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yes,
with the map. With
I think his name is Charlie. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, so a while later, he goes and talks to Stella, and he's pretty blunt, and he's like, Abby's dead, isn't she? And she gets pissed, because she's like, don't, way to be, you know.
A jerk.
Yeah. And then he shares how you have survivor's guilt, and you are dying. That's just messed up.
And that happens.
So, Stella's remembering all about her sister when she first had to go to the hospital when she's six. And Abby drew her first picture. She got her patches, the little panda stuffy. And she found Poe. And that's when Poe and Stella became best friends. And so Stella meets up with him to chat about how inconsiderate Will is. And Poe's kind of playing devil's advocate and being like, I don't think he meant to hurt you. And Stella gets a coughing fit and can hardly breathe. And her infection is way worse. Doctors say they have to do surgery in the morning, and it's very risky because her lungs might not pull through. And Will slipped an I'm sorry drawing under the door.
That happens.
Okay. Will and Poe are talking about home life, and we find out that Poe's family was deported and that he's really nervous to turn 18 because then all his medical bills are on him and his family, and they all can't afford that and all this sort of stuff. And they go back to their rooms, and Will's nervous because Stella has not responded at all to his I'm sorry message. And eventually he knocks on the door and says, hey, you missed our treatment this evening. And they were chatting a bit, and she let him know she's going under general anesthesia tomorrow. And he's like, holy crap, like, that's a big deal with lungs that only work at 35%. Mm-hmm. And he went back to his room and tried to figure out but she also was like freaked out more than she almost needed to be. Like, he was trying to figure out why. Mm-hmm. And then he realized, oh my gosh, this is the first surgery without Abby. And Abby always sings her a good luck song, and she can't this time. So he sets his alarm for 5 a.m., starts working on a plan.
What's funny is the other day at Target, there was a book that said, I love you a bushel and a peck. And then I started singing this song. And I was like, where the hell is this from?
A bushel and a peck.
Bushel and a peck and a peck. Literally. And I sat there and I was like, wait, that's not a thing. I was like, your why did I like, think about yes, that? My brain's like, you read a book that had this song in it and you watched the movie. Ay. That's hilarious.
You didn't get that till right now?
Yeah, literally, it just clicked. That's you awesome. Said the good luck song, and I was like, a bushel and a peck.
That's funny. So Stella is waiting with her parents, who are snipping at each other and arguing, and eventually she's rolled off to the OR. But Will sneaks in and he sings her Abby's song. And they chat for a little bit, but then he had to sneak out because doctors came in, and oh man, he would be in so much trouble if he was there. And so she's counting down to anesthesia, and then she starts seeing a white light, and she starts following the light, and she hears Abby's voice saying, nope, not yet, and pushes her away from the light.
Yeah, that happens.
The Abby thing happened too?
Not in quite the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, didn't she end up like floating into the picture?
I really can't remember the scene at all.
Yeah, it like happens
in a different way.
Yeah.
Okay. Will, oh yeah, because I didn't say that Will brought Abby's mm-hmm. lung picture too, which was like,
he so put that
sweet
on the ceiling for her. Uh-huh. Or no, not on the ceiling.
No, just behind the,
yeah,
on the wall by the, yeah, the doctors. So now we're with Will. Will comes out of the OR and he pauses because he sees Stella's parents and they're being snippy and arguing. And Barb comes out, and I love Barb. And she scolds them, saying, Stella is fighting for her life right now. You need to get over your issues. You're acting like children. Way to go, Barb. And Barb then sees Will, though, and she drags him away and tells him a story about a couple of her patients that had CEF, and one had besopatia, and the one with besopatia gave it to the just see Effer, and then he died 2 years later while the Bisa patient one lived for 10 years, but then she died, and just a sad, sad story. Mm-hmm. And Barb never wants it to happen again, and finally it hits Will how reckless he's been with Stella because of his disease.
That happens.
Stella is now out of surgery, and she's like super high on her pain meds.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents let her know, hey, we'll be in to check on you together. And she's like, together? I must be on pain meds. But then she calls Will and leaves a high, druggy voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And when she wakes up, she chats with Poe, and she lets him know that Michael has been messaging her. And she messages Will to meet up with her in 10 minutes. And she gets all pretty, and he never shows up. But Poe comes down and says, hey, he's not going to be coming. He doesn't want to see you. And she gets frustrated and angry, and she goes to his room for an explanation, but he won't come out. Poe and Stella talk for a while, and Stella finally got a brilliant idea and went to work.
And that happens.
We're with Will now. He watched Stella from the roof before going downstairs to do his treatment, because she's just typing away on her little computer. And he gets a notification. Stella posted a new video, and he watched it, and it's about Bisapatia, and she uses this pool stick to show how long 5 feet is, and she's tired of CF stealing from her, so she's gonna steal from CF, and she's gonna steal back that 1 foot. So now she just has to stay 5 feet away
instead of six.
And she shows up at Will's door and kind of like pokes him with the 5 feet apart pool stick. Then goes back to her room and is like, yes, victory.
That happens.
Stella couldn't figure out what to wear. And eventually, because they're going on a date. Yes. And finally she settles on some.
Except for how sad. You're about to go on a date knowing that you can't ever like hold this boy's hand or like anything like that.
Kiss or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They tortured themselves.
This really was a good episode to talk about love on the spectrum.
Right.
It's like I planned it.
So she couldn't figure out what to wear. She decided she has some cute little boy shorts and a cute little shirt. But I mean, she only packed hospital stuff. And so she met up with Will, who was taken away by her looks because she put makeup on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they begin their date.
Yep. Except for her boy shorts is actually like a almost like a negligee nightgown.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked a lot fancier than I would bring hospital stuff.
I was thinking it was like boy short sweat type thing where it's like, this can be cute, but it's not really date stuff.
Yeah.
And all I could think was, you're sick, you're going to a hospital, and you pack this nightgown? What?
I would be in sweats the whole time.
Uh-huh.
We're with Will, and they're on their date, and they end up going, they're holding the pool stick in front of them, in between them the whole time. But then they end up going to the pool, and they're talking about death and their families and all sorts of stuff. Oh, and when they had first met, the topic of sex came up because Stella was criticizing him about letting his friends use his room for sex. And he's like, oh, you don't know what? You not like sex? And she's like, no, it's fine. But here she admits, I have never had sex before because I feel ugly because I have scars all over me. And they let each other know that they aren't ugly with their scars. And they strip to their underwear and they swim together.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Mm-hmm. They continue on their date. And it was going great until Stella gets a text from Poe saying that Barb is looking for them. They raced to the location she knew they'd look for them, and Stella went to the NICU and pretended to be asleep just in time. And Will also got away with it. And the next day, he dropped off a chocolate shake at her room and asked when date number two was. And little did he know, Stella was planning something for his birthday the next day.
Mm-hmm. That happened.
Will had a fight with his mom because his treatment isn't working, and he wants her to see him as him, not just his CF. And she left, and he opened her birthday gift, and it was a really thoughtful comic book that like a comic strip that he loves. But like the original mint copy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he called Stella and she couldn't hang out though because she's studying. And then he calls, or and then Jason and Hope were supposed to come over later, call and say they can't hang out because something came up. And eventually he gets a message from Stella and says, open the door. And he opens the door and it's a balloon scavenger hunt all around the hospital.
Yeah.
And, now do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
Eventually, it ended up in the cafeteria where there's a birthday party waiting with all of their, all of his friends and Stella's friends. And it was just a fun night. And Poe loves cooking. So he cooked dinner and it was so fun.
Yes. I will say here, Poe, when he's cooking dinner, tells Stella how he's getting back with Michael and how they have a trip planned to go see his mom. Because in the book, he's been talking with Stella about how Michael kept wanting him to go visit his mom, but he didn't have the money to go visit his mom. Or no, not with Stella. He's been telling Will this.
Yeah, Will.
And in the book, he had no money to go visit mom, but in the movie, he had plans to go see mom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it.
I literally have two notes left and they're like, pew, way at the end.
Okay, great. So Stella... we're with her and she goes to watch Poe cook and he lets her know, as Bree said, that him and Michael are back together. And Hope blew out the candle so they could all eat it, because if Will did, they wouldn't be able to eat it, or Poe and Stella wouldn't be able to.
Mm-hmm.
And they take a picture, but Barb comes in and they're like, oh, we thought you were off tonight. And she said that Will is going to be transferred to a new hospital in the morning because they seem to not be able to stay away from each other. And they all go back to their own rooms and soon a code blue goes off.
It's so sad. Yep. It happens.
It turns out it's Poe, and Barb and the doctors are fighting for him, but he didn't make it. Will almost hugs Stella to comfort her. And Stella shoves him away because what was he thinking? And Stella destroys her room. She's so angry. And she sees Michael there to get Poe's things. And he's just crying. So she goes to the roof and screams and cries. And she sees Will leaving.
Yeah, that happens.
Did the Michael thing happen?
No.
Did she go to the roof and cry and scream?
Maybe she was just in her room. But I mean, it happens.
Yeah, she cries and screams.
Yeah, I don't think anyone comes for Poe's things. Actually, no, Michael does come.
Does he?
Yeah, I'm remembering it.
Okay. I pay attention to the book, you guys. Sorry. Sorry, Bree's got the movie. All right, we're with Will. And he decided he needed to leave because he keeps replaying, almost hugging Stella and like what bad that is. And it was eating him up. But Stella follows him out and they go to the lights, because on their date they had talked about how her and Abby used to go see the lights in town and she loved it. And so she's like, I'm gonna go see the lights. And so she was so happy to be out of the hospital, and so he was excited to be with her, and they played in the snow, and eventually she convinced him to play on a frozen lake.
Yes. That happens.
We're with Stella, and she's been getting texts and calls all day, and finally she checks them and sees that there are lungs coming for her and that she needs to be prepped for the OR right now. And this is her moment. She has to choose between Will or the lungs, because if she chooses the lungs, she's definitely going to be in isolation and not be able to see Will at all. So she chooses Will, and she dances on the lake, but it starts to crack, so they get off.
Mm-hmm.
Would you choose love or life?
I think I would choose love.
I would say, yeah. I mean, a love that I've known for a week, maybe not.
Hey, good point. Good point. Yeah.
Like if it was been married already, like, or
yeah, but
months and months.
Think about it. You guys couldn't get married because of your illness.
Right. Oh, sorry. But so
yeah,
it's like,
so she should have chose life.
She can't be with him anyways.
I think at this point, you have to remember her best friend just died because of the illness that yes. she's been living with.
Yes, that is 100% why she did this.
And so she mm-hmm. was like, he didn't get to be happy because he was dealing with this life. And look at the life that I'm leading now.
Yep.
I used to be someone who would go off and do adventures with my sister. And now I can't. And now I'm going to let this illness tell me I can't be with this boy who I love.
Yeah. It's purely a
grief,
like, like decision type mm-hmm. thing. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Because basically at this point, everything she's held true, she's letting go of. She's like,
she's being,
I don't need to be in the hospital. Yeah. I don't need to be doing this. Let's go walk mm-hmm. forever and a day away
in the snow mm-hmm. when our lungs don't work. So we're with Will now, and he checks his phone, and he gets the same message from his mom saying her lungs are here. And he is so excited for her, but she's like, no, I don't want to go. And eventually they're kind of, he's like, come on, let's go. We got to go. And eventually they're like sitting on a railing, and she falls off and falls into the ice.
Yes. This happens. Except it did it in a way where I didn't think it was about to happen. I was like, wow, what? And then it happened.
Yeah. From watching the movie to the book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, oh, they're going to skip this part or change this part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was right before, I think it was right before Poe died, which is as far as I got in the movie with my first watch. Mm. So then I had to watch him die for the very first time. It was so sad.
Oh. Yeah, I knew that was coming at least.
Yes, I did not.
And it still made me cry just as hard as it did the first time I watched it.
It was sad.
It's my least favorite. It hurts.
Mm-hmm. Stella's drowning, and she sees Patches, her little stuffy. So she reaches for it, and then everything's starting to go black. And then she sees and hears Abby. And Abby's talking about her, how she's like, am I dead? And Abby's like, no, not yet. And she starts to feel her chest move, and she's like in an out of body experience where she kind of can see Will like breathing for her. And Abby answers her life, like these questions she's been dying to answer. And she's like, no, it didn't hurt. And I wasn't scared when she died. And Abby tells her, you need to live. You got to live for me, Ella, or Stella.
Ella.
And Stella starts to wake up.
There is no whole dream sequence with Abby.
Nope.
But other than that, Will does breathe for her.
Yep. I was kind of sad there wasn't.
I know. I thought it would have been good, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So then we're with Will, and Will gives every breath he could to Stella before he passes out and the ambulance shows up.
That happens.
Stella wakes up in the hospital, and she's screaming, where's Will? Where's Will? And he's right next to her. But like in between, there's something in between them. Mm-hmm. And everybody's telling her, you got to get the lungs. And Will is the only one who can finally convince her to do it.
Yep, that happens.
We're with Will. And he let the doctor know, hey, I had to give her mouth to mouth. I'm so sorry. And the doctor's like, no, don't apologize. You saved her life. And he just keeps drawing and waiting to hear anything about the surgery and or her test results. And eventually Barb comes in and he's like, hey, she does not have bisepatia somehow. But also, Will, your test results from your trial treatment is not working.
So sad.
I know. And so he comes up with a plan that he wants to do something for Stella. And Will makes Stella a package for when she wakes up.
This happens.
Okay. Stella wakes up and she's looking around for Will, but she can't find him. And Julie brings an iPad and plays a video from him. And in the iPad, it says it says a bunch of stuff. But then he goes, my only regret is that you didn't get to see your lights.
Mm.
And all the lights in the courtyard turn on and they're twinkly and sparkly. And Will's on the other side of the glass and he's chatting with her. And eventually he says, I just need you to close your eyes because I can't leave you unless your eyes are closed. So she does. And she's sobbing and he leaves.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Yes. Now we're with Will and it's 8 months later. Will is sitting in the airport waiting to board his flight. And he's been watching a video of Stella's. He shuts off the phone, but he hears her laugh. And he looks around. And sure enough, there she is. And now we're with Stella. And she's also at the airport. And she's going to Vatican City with her friends. and her parents are back together, and one of her friends is just awestruck after taking a picture, and Stella looks around and she sees Will, and she slowly walks over to him and stands 6 feet apart, and then she takes one more step so that they're exactly 5 feet apart.
And that does not happen in the movie.
No.
No.
But I like how it ended. Talk about how it ended. Oh, great. You don't even know. It ended with the exact same scene, like montage sequence, as it started with. But when it first started, it has like Stella's doing like a voiceover to this montage. Mm-hmm. When it first starts, you don't really know who these people are. But then they play the same scene at the end. But it's all the characters from the movie. And now you have a face to go with the, and you know their story. You didn't know that?
Obviously, I did not.
I loved that part. Anyways. Okay. Man, oh man.
Now well, also at that point in the movie, I'm just bawling my eyes out, so I don't even care. Yeah,
fair. So fair. I know, I wish they had their little closing, their closure.
Yeah.
Would it be closure or would it be opening a whole new can of worms because you saw each other again?
I was going to say, I feel like it would almost make them feel like there's a possibility.
Yeah, when there's very, very much not.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite sad.
Very much so.
Mm. I would be sad, too, because it's like you wouldn't even want to be like Facebook friends because it would be too hard.
Mm-hmm. Because like, what if they get a boyfriend or a girlfriend or like you get to see them living their life without you?
I know. That's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sad story.
It is.
But no one died in it. Well, except Poe.
Wow.
I meant like, you know, like stories.
One of the like love interests. Yeah.
So that's how I thought it was going to end. And then it didn't.
That's what's funny is I had watched it probably around the time that it came out.
Uh-huh.
And so going into it this time, I didn't rewatch it before I read it. I just read it because I was like, I remember it well enough.
Yeah.
But I thought that in some weird way, it was like his lungs or like his lung transplant he was getting that he ended up giving to her or something. For some reason,
Why did I think that too?
Okay, that's weird.
But then
that was
what
not
a dumb thought because his lungs are worse than hers.
Yeah. When I got to that part, I was like, okay, then that's not what happens. But then I was like, but then maybe he ends up being able to get a lung transplant, but then he gives it to her.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, but he can't even be on the list for a transplant. So I don't know why I thought that at all.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't the only one. I thought that too. That's how my prediction.
I was going to say that was your prediction. That was me thinking that that's you how the it. Story was. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
All right. We have IMDb casting 31 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have Haley Lou Richardson played Stella.
She's good.
I liked her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cole Sprouse plays Will.
I love him.
He did great.
Mm-hmm. He's perfect.
Yes. I was like, when it first started, I was like, oh, he's such a jerk. But like, mm-hmm. not like I was mad about it. Like, and then I read it. I'm like, oh my gosh. He
mm-hmm.
did he read the book? Because it he He's played it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
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 Moses Arias?
Arias
played Poe.
What's funny is in my head, and this is going to be even funnier since you and I just recorded a different one. But in my head, when I was reading the book, I thought Justice Smith was Poe.
Oh, how funny.
So I was like, yeah. So then when it started and it was him, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want him, but I love him as Poe too. So I don't know. I could go either way.
I love him.
Yeah.
I've loved him since Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he's good. Then we have Kimberly Herbert Gregory as Barb.
She was great. I loved her.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Is the theme of the book and the movie the same?
Yeah.
Do the characters stay true to in the movie to how they are written in the book? I would say so, since it's literally verbatim almost.
Yep.
Which do you prefer? Oh, I already know. I prefer the movie.
I think I prefer the movie too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I think it just like, because again, like as you all heard, that happened. It's literally the same thing. I think it's just, it's fun to watch it instead of just imagine it.
I was going to say, there was a scene where you were talking about something where I almost wanted to be like, and this is why I like the movie better. But I...
Is it the ending?
No. I wish we got the book ending in the movie.
Oh, okay.
But, shoot, I can't remember.
But something in the movie.
Yeah. It's kind of what did it for me.
Oh, okay.
Because just now talking about it, you were talking about a scene. Can't remember what scene, but you were talking about one. And I was like, yeah, actually, I really liked being able to see that play out on the movie screen.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sneak peek of the week.
Coming at you.
Yeah. First rate, subscribe, review, please.
We would appreciate it. It would help us so much.
You will be our top fans. You know what? Sorry, you go.
I was saying yes.
Oh, the Try Guys do this one thing. Back when I listened to their podcast, they have people write something for the reviews, like a question or a request or something in the reviews, and then they read that on the podcast. So you could get a shout out that way.
That's smart. Yeah. Do that, guys.
Write something quirky in our review and we will shout you out and read it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always checking those.
Yeah. Wednesday, we have a mini-sode for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's a fun one.
I'm sure it will be.
Monday, we've got another Allie's pick.
My last one.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder. I've never read or watched it.
Yeah, same.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I wanted to watch it, but never got around to it. And then I was kind of like, meh, whatever. Like, I...
Well,
I was kidding. This is going to sound so bad. But basically, once I missed my chance to see it in the movie theater, I didn't want to waste my time with it.
I mean, I get that. I mean, yeah. It's like... It's definitely different seeing movies in the theater. I do that mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I really want to see this movie. And then finally it comes to streaming. I'm like, did I want to see it that much?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the new Mean Girls reboot. I wanted to watch it,
mm-hmm.
but I missed it in the theaters. Now I'm like, screw you. I like my original.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm interested. I'm excited. I haven't started it yet.
Me neither.
Okay.
I'm still getting through a different book.
All right, you guys.
All right. With that, 5 feet apart, went off script.
But did it really go off script?
Oh, no, but it did not go off
should
script.
Should we say it that did not go off script?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
All right. With that, 5 feet apart,
did not go off script. Finally, this is how people yeah, need to true. Do.
That's very true.
All right, you guys, I keep ruining our ending.
This one and Brokeback Mountain have been our best ones.
Like our closest. There's another one also that comes up this season. That
yes.
Also is
pretty close.
Pretty close. Come keep listening.
Yeah. Stay tuned. What? Figure out which one it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Right. Bye. Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romantasy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts.
So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.